eat anywhere in the country. The son was hungry and needed money, so he got a job with one of the citizens there. The man sent the son into the fields to feed pigs. The son was so hungry that he was willing to eat the food the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. The son realised that he had been very foolish. He thought, "All of my father's servants have plenty of food, but I am here, almost dying with hunger. I will leave and return to my father. I'll say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God and have done wrong to you. I am not good enough to be called your son, but let me be like one of your servants.' So the son left and went to his father. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. He felt sorry for his son, so the father ran to him and hugged and kissed him. The son said, 'Father, I have sinned against God and have done wrong to you. I am not good enough to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Hurry, bring the best clothes and put them on him. Also put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get our fat calf and kill it. Then we can have a feast and celebrate. My son was dead, but now he is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found.' So they began to celebrate. The older son was in the field. As he came closer to the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked, 'What does all this mean?' The servant said, 'Your brother has come back. Your father killed the fat calf to eat because your brother came home safely.' The older son was angry and would not go into the feast. So his father went out and begged him to come in. The son said to his father, 'I have served you like a slave for many years. I have always obeyed your commands, but you never even killed a young goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But your other son has wasted all your money on prostitutes. Then he comes home and you kill the fat calf for him.' The father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me. All that I have is yours. We had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he is found.' This is the word of the Lord."
Jack, Mark's going to come and explain that in a moment, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to invite all the children and people who consider themselves to be young at heart to come down to the front, please, now. So, come and have a seat at the front. Come sit down. Keep coming. Good, good, good. Excellent. Keep coming. Well done. Fab. Come on in. Come and sit down. Brilliant. Excellent.
Oh, goodness me! What's our business coming to? Look! Just shocking. Oh, hello. New clients here. Must go. Sorry. Hello and welcome to God and Sons, the thriving business, the number one business in the whole world. You name it, we make it. You want it, we'll provide it for you. Or at least we used to. I can't believe it! Look! 6 months ago, my brother has just messed up everything. The business is going to pot. Everything is just wrecked. You don't believe me, do you?
No.
No, oh, goodness. And 6 months ago, my brother, he's just a waste of space, a waste of time. He's just annoying. Do you have a brother like that?
No.
No, you don't. Have you got a sister like that?
No,
well, anyway, OK. Anyway, so he's really annoying. 6 months ago, he turns up to Dad, and he says this. He says, "Dad, I want your money. I want my inheritance. I want half of everything." I'm there going, "Hang on a second. This is our money. This is our family. This is our business." He was adamant, and he put his foot down. And Dad, well, I was annoyed with him for asking in the first place, and then shocked that Dad gave him that money. He gave him a wad of cash and he ran off with it. And then do you know what he did with all that money? He wasted it. Well, I don't care, to be honest with you, because at that point I just thought, good riddance. He's out of the business. We can at least rebuild it. We can do it again. We could be big again once more. This is God and Son. Would be amazing. Do you know what's even more annoying? 6 months later, just the other day, he came back again. He came back again with his tail between his legs, kind of going, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." What kind of an excuse have you got for wasting all of our business and all of our time, all of our money? No excuse at all. He didn't earn the money, he didn't deserve the money, he's wasted the money. We should have literally just given him a good kick and gone, bye-bye, so long, that's the end. But you know what happened? You don't know what happened. I'm loving this area here. Just carry on. And yes. Well, do you know what? He turned around and God, the Father, opened his arms. He didn't even say, here's a conditionalist. You can come back if you do this. You can come back if you've done that. You can come back if you earn back some of the money and you pay for that. Do you know what? He ran towards him with open arms and gave him a hug. And Mum did it too. You wouldn't believe it. He didn't earn it. He didn't deserve it. But he got a welcome that was fit for a son. Infuriating. I know. And you still probably don't believe me, do you? Well, look. Watch this. I'll show you. And then the pants. Oh, he's just wasted all our money. And I've been here slaving away, earning what I deserve. Everything that should have been mine has been wasted, or half of it has been wasted by my brother, of all people. It's a... Hang on, sorry. Maybe it's a business call. Yes? Hello? Yes, God... No. No, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to my dad. And I don't want to talk to my mum. I don't want to talk to anybody because it's just totally unfair. I can't believe that he's wasted all that money and he's been welcome... Hang on. Is that music in the background? What's going on there? Is there a party? There's a party? They're having a party for what? For my brother who was lost and is now found? I can't believe it. There's a party for my brother. No, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't see why he should get a party. I don't see why he should get anything. He should be turned around and sent away. It's me. I've earned it. I've deserved it. I should get the business. No. Hang on. What do you mean? He's now part of the family. He's been given the family ring. And he's been given... No. Dad's announced that he's number two in the business. But all he's done is run away and spent all our money. Oh, no! Look, I can't talk to you anymore. There's lots of people here totally bemused as to what's going on, and I need some help. I'm going to ask them a question or two. I'll speak to you later. Boys and girls, do you see the dilemma? My brother, he wasted the money. He was really naughty. He spent it. And then there's me. I've worked really hard. I deserve to be treated and given a party. I deserve to be welcomed in the family by my father. He does not deserve anything. Do you agree with me?
No.
Hang on. It's you again, isn't it, Jaden? I see we're going to have problems. Jaden, why should I be nice to my brother?
Because
he's my brother. You see, it is. He didn't deserve it. He didn't earn it. But actually, this is not just about business. This is about family. I think you're right. You see, as a family, do you earn the love of your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Paul Feasey? I'm going to have a chat with him in a minute. There's something definitely wrong here. But do you earn the love of your parents? Do you have to do something before they love you?
Yeah.
Paul, you're definitely going to... It's going to have words. But do you? The answer is... That's the right... The answer is...
No.
Do you love your children even when they're naughty?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you want that to be true. But actually, do you see that in the story... The father loved the son, even though he didn't deserve it, he didn't earn it. And there's a thing called grace, where the love of God, God the Father, loves us, even though we're naughty and rebellious. Well, what should I do?
You should love your brother more.
I should love my brother more and rejoice that the lost has been found. And so the challenge to us is this. Do we try and earn the love of our Heavenly Father?
Yes.
Because we shouldn't do. We should realise that He is our Father because Jesus, the Son, died for us. The wages that we have earned, well, Romans 6:23 tell us, the wages of sin are death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And so, boys and girls, mums and dads, everybody who's here, listen to this. We do not earn our way to be children of God. Instead, it's a gift from our Heavenly Father. So whether we think we've earned it, or whether we know that we haven't earned it, we need to learn to come back to our Heavenly Father, saying sorry for all that we've done, and we will be true members of the family, God and sons. Well, I've got a reunion to go to. I'll see you later. Boys and girls, catch you later. Dad! Dad, I'm coming to the party! I'm coming to the party!